He has been a standard, very conservative Republican, and he actually has a great should have a greater burden to bear for what has happened to his party, because he has sat there and he has enabled it and he has voted along with it. You give a, you know, a perfect example. You brought up his warmongering. I mean, he's been a leader. It's not just Syria; it's Iraq. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was out ahead of George W. Bush on that one. He was pressuring Bush the entire time from the right, frankly, to stay involved and put more troops in, and then never let up on Obama. And he was there's never been, since he changed his positions in the middle of the Clinton administration, went from being much more of a dove to being a hawk, and joined this and started hanging around with the neocons. He's never found a war or a bombing or anything he doesn't like.